You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Put the cell phone away, not in your pocket, not in your purse or backpack. Park it in your locker and keep it out of your classroom. That's the new rule for students who are returning to class at Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. Principal Jeff Bohl is with us now. Jeff, spell out exactly what Lakeview students may or may not do with their cell phones from here on.
Well, in the past, we have had a cell phone policy that allowed teachers classroom by classroom to set their own policy. And for this coming school year, the staff, this is a decision made by the whole staff, has decided that we are going to not allow cell phones and other smart devices or small electronic devices in the classroom at all. Students are to keep them in their locker. If we see them in the classroom or hear them, then they'll be confiscated. The first couple times, students will be able to pick them up, and after that, parents will need to pick them up, and detentions accrue and increase over time.
All right. So why did you feel that this blanket ban was needed versus the patchwork quilt approach?
A couple things. First of all, we are going to be one-to-one in classrooms with Chromebooks this year, so that really changed the conversation. A number of teachers in the past have wanted to have students to have access to smartphones because there are some benefits around being able to do research, access information quickly. With having Chromebooks in every classroom for every student this coming year, that really kind of takes that out of the equation. It has been difficult. The patchwork approach has been difficult for students because they have a hard time shifting from a classroom where they can, you know, use their cell phone as long as they're using it more or less responsibly and not causing an active distraction, moving from that to classrooms where they can't use them at all and aren't supposed to have them visible. You know, that kind of confusion, lack of consistency creates an understandable struggle for students in terms of knowing what it is that we expect of them.
And I imagine a struggle for teachers to say, stop looking at Instagram and pay attention to what I'm saying to you.
You know, the distraction in the classroom is really amazing, the level that it's gotten to. And society really charges us with providing the best possible learning opportunities we can for students. Our teachers take that charge very seriously, and we want to hold classroom time as sacred as possible for learning. And you know, I really think that unless you've tried it, it's very hard to imagine how hard it is to supervise 30 kids at a time, even high school age kids, in a classroom and keep them from doing things like texting under their desk or having an earbud in one ear that's turned away from the teacher listening to music. You know, we have some teachers who are fantastic with classroom behavior management who still struggle with the constant interruption that smartphones represent.
Makes me wonder, how long have you been teaching, Jeff? When did you start?
I started in education about 16 years ago.
So you've seen the introduction and then the rise, particularly the smartphone. I mean, those early cell phones, not so much, but
right.
What have you seen as far as how long did it take before they became basically attached to every kid's hand?
Well, I'll say that I need to mention that it does matter based on students' home financial situation. It's not true that all of our students have smartphones, but you'd be amazed at the percentage that do. And over time, you know, a few people have them, then more kids have them, then now it's nearly ubiquitous. And the distractions that have come along with that in the classroom, in schools in general, the problems that they have promoted, it's really a tremendous change. And, you know, I know society outside of schools is dealing with this. Everyone's trying to figure out how to make sense of and make best use of this kind of technology. But it really gets concentrated in schools because of the age of kids and because they're still learning how to manage it. I'll say that if we could sit down right now, Cindy, and design what you might imagine was the ultimate distraction machine.
Right.
Right? You've got information about your favorite sports teams. You've got a million games literally at your fingertips. You've got 10 ways to communicate with your friends. You've got all the movies and music and sports events that you'd ever want to see. You've got opportunities to bully with a worldwide audience or be bullied. That's what a cell phone is. I mean, it's like you couldn't invent a machine with more opportunities to distract kids from what we're doing in the classroom. And I'll say kids, I know adults struggle with that distraction, struggle with the feeling of being addicted to constant connectedness and constant need for information and not being able to disconnect from it.
Well, I mean, look at the fight we have to have people not be texting and Facebooking and Instagramming when they're behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Absolutely. That's true. I heard some research about the buzz of receiving a text, and a sociologist was talking about how it's like being tapped on the shoulder. And we are biologically wired to respond when we get tapped on the shoulder and look and see what's happening, because it could be danger or bad news. And now we get tapped on the shoulder, you know, 100 times a day. And that is damaging to kids. You know, I'll go back to our goal in education is to help students learn as much as they can and learn to think as well as they can. And the constant distraction is numbing. You know, a related topic, there's been a lot of talk about the ability to multitask. And some people will tell you that today's students are better at multitasking than we were in the past because they have so many things they need to think about. There's a lot of research on that that shows that the idea of multitasking is really a myth, that you can't do more than one thing at a time. And if you're doing two things at a time, you're doing one, then the other, and you're not doing either one as well as you could. There's a lot of research that shows that that type of distraction and trying to multitask actually lowers people's IQs in certain situations. And we want students at their best, doing their best thinking in the classroom. That's why it's so important to us. I mean, we're pretty passionate about wanting to have a distraction-free education experience.
What has the reaction been? I mean, they're not back to class yet, are they?
No, students aren't back. We have some students in for summer school, and I've talked to a few of them about it. I'll start with the reaction from parents. There was an article in the Battle Creek Inquirer that was posted, and I read hundreds and hundreds of responses to that, some from our parents, some from other adults, members of the community, and the vast majority of them were either supportive or along the lines of, you know what, we've got to figure out something different. I mean, everyone is really struggling with this. It's not just inside schools that people are struggling with it. So I feel pretty strongly we're going to have the parent support. Students, they're upset with it. They don't like the idea. To be honest with you, I was talking to a science teacher the other day about how akin this is to an addiction for kids. You know, some of our kids almost seem like they'd rather that you cut their hand off rather than take their cell phone. So it's going to be tough for them and for some kids to be disconnected from it. We'll see exactly how much of a challenge that is. And none of this is about trying to be punitive with kids. So we're going to try to work on ways to implement this in a way that's workable for kids, in a way that can help them learn what we need them to learn about responsible use of technology and our priorities here in the school. And we'll fumble our way forward a little bit and make adjustments if we need to, but we're going to make a change one way or the other.
Jeff Bohl is principal of Lakeview High School in Battle Creek, which has just switched from the patchwork quilt approach to cell phone use to a blanket ban, none in the classroom. Jeff, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I appreciate the opportunity.